Trick or treat. Sorry, neighbor. I couldn't help myself. I saw you out here on your porch reading, and I knew I could just spook you a little. Isn't it a little late for you to be out for trick-or-treaters, though? Just enjoying the night? Do you still get anyone asking for candy this late? Oh, just college kids like me? I don't think I qualify as a kid, though. Me? Well, I'm just getting back from a party. Hence the, you know, slutty angel costume. It's supposed to be kind of ironic, you know? The girl with the little horns appearing all innocent. No. The party was fun, you know? There was music and dancing and some beer and... yeah, I guess it was pretty good. Well, I mean, yeah, it's fun. And there were great people there. Nothing bad happened. Not really. It's just... I have a hard time meeting people. To date, I mean. From that perspective, the night was kind of a huge failure. I couldn't outflirt the other girls, and the guys that were into me were, well... it would be generous to call them immature. Oh, and of course I was terrified all night that I was going to run into one of those fanatics who's always talking about getting rid of people like me. Yeah. I guess I do feel a little bit down, but what can you do? Huh? Really? That would be great. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't mind sitting out here with you for a while, if you wanted. I never really sit outside here at night. I guess it freaks me out a little. I grew up in the city. This is the first time I've lived somewhere so quiet. That's kind of why I decided to move here for college, though. I needed a change, and this place had everything I wanted. And honestly, it's been pretty good. I've met some new friends here. Not a lot of them, but close ones, you know? And, I mean, I met you. Now, I just mean that, you know, I could have moved next to a creeper or something, but instead, I ended up with a nice older guy. Someone reliable and dependable and smart and, what was I saying? And thank God you don't mind coming over to help me with the mechanical and electrical stuff either. You saved me a ton of money. Oh, I never mind helping you with computer stuff. I guess we do both kind of need each other. So, what are you drinking? Oh, bourbon? Can I try some? I've never had it before. What? I'm an adult. I can handle it. Okay. Oh my God. That's really smooth. Fine. No, it burned going down, but I do like how it tastes. It's almost smoky. Well, mostly I just end up drinking, like, White Claws. I guess that must seem kind of childish to you. Well, thank you for not judging my taste in liquor. So, why are you all alone tonight? No, I'm not judging or anything. I'm just curious. You've always been really nice to me. Seems like you have a lot of friends. Oh, that makes sense. I'm sorry things turned out like that, though. My family? Well, there's not much to tell. My mom died a year ago, and I've never met my dad. No, It's all right. I didn't really understand until I started going to school, but I guess my upbringing was kind of weird. I haven't told you much about where I'm from. Do you really want to know? Yeah, no, I'd love to tell you anything you want to know, really. And also, yes, some hot chocolate would be great. Thank you. Wow. I never thought he'd ask me to sit and chat with him. Maybe tonight isn't a waste after all. Maybe. Maybe tonight could even be when it finally happens. He seems to really like checking me out in this skimpy angel outfit. He's never batted an eye since he found out I was a monster girl. One of the first people that I've told that's just treated me like a normal person. But what if he finds out about the rest of my heritage? He could really freak out. I don't know. Maybe I should just go home. There's no way a mature guy like him would... Oh! Sorry, you just startled me. I was lost in my own thoughts, I guess. Ooh, thank you. You even put marshmallows in them. No, I think that's sweet. It's a very, dad thing to do. I didn't mean to imply you were old, just that you cared, you know? So, you wanted to know about my family? So it's a little weird. I don't think anyone related to my mom is still alive. I think she was alone, like me. That was how they got her. Well, you know how sometimes on the news you hear about those cults, like, that worship demons and stuff? The police are always raiding the ones that do bad stuff. Yeah, so my mom joined one of those. I don't know why. I think it was just because they accepted her without judgment. She wasn't used to it, and it made her vulnerable. They weren't really nice. They were just using her. They needed someone young and attractive and, you know, fertile. You know how monster girls seem to be really popular now? Like, the models, and sex workers, and entertainers. Yeah, well, they, we, I guess, come from somewhere. Most of us are hybrids of humans and, well, monsters. I know I don't look like one, not exactly, but... I'm what they call a Cambion. My dad was a demon. A real, honest-to-Satan demon. And he wasn't cute or kind or suave like you see on TV or movies. He was just a ruthless monster. And my mom was supposed to be a sacrifice to him. I guess he used her. I don't know if she had a choice, but I doubt it. What I do know is that he must have liked her at least a little, because when my mom woke up, she was a little bit hurt, but everyone else in the cult was dead. So she just left. She never called the cops. She was too afraid to. A few weeks later, she found out she was pregnant with me. She didn't hesitate. She changed her name and moved to another city, a really big one where she could sort of lose herself. She never wanted to catch the attention of the cult or the police. And she really wanted to protect me. Mom had some problems, but she really did love me. And she did her best to raise me. We didn't always agree, but at least we had each other. Then she got really sick. The doctors couldn't figure out what it was. She only lived another 6 months. Well, at least she didn't suffer too much. She never blamed me, ever, but I think she got sick because of me. Something in me is just wrong. I poisoned her when she carried me, and it just took her a long time to die. Anyway, I inherited all my mom's stuff, and she had taken some old books from that cult that I ended up selling to make a lot of money. Enough to get a house out here and go to college without any debt. Yeah, so I guess I have enough security for now, but I'm so alone. Like, I've even thought about going to find that cult again. Maybe they'd accept me, even love me. No, I don't want that. I don't want it at all. I want to be normal. I want to be with good people and work and have fun and not be weird or have powers or any of it. Yeah, I guess I do have some powers. I'm not like those cool girls with wings or cat ears or whatever. I can't really control it. Sometimes I see things that are about to happen. Other times, I get angry and things just move around. I hate it. I hate being different. No, it's fine. I guess I just didn't expect to talk about this tonight with you. I try not to think about this stuff, but it's hard sometimes. You're the only person I've told. I have a few close friends who know, but even then I worry that someone will tell someone else. I've seen what happens to people like me when we get outed. I feel comfortable with you, though. I just feel like you'd never betray me or hurt me. I felt like that since we met. Is that weird? I mean, you're not gonna tell anybody, right? You'd never hurt me, would you? Well, I guess I just need to hear you say it. Oh, thank you. Of course I believe you. I just... people can be terrible, you know? Back in the city, every now and then I'd get cornered by someone who said they wanted to, you know, save me from my heritage. Or worse, that they wanted me to join their little cult. I don't want any part of that. I just want to be a normal college girl. I want to get normal grades and drink sometimes and have fun and make mistakes. And I need... Sorry, I didn't mean to get heavy tonight. You just invited me to your porch out of the kindness of your heart, and you're getting a lot of drama. Thank you for listening and not judging. I appreciate it. What was I going to say? When I stopped, you mean what? Oh, what I want? This is really embarrassing, but I guess, why stop now, right? I kind of want someone who, looks out for me, I guess. Yeah, like a protector, but not like I want someone to hold my hand when I cross the street or anything. I just want a nice, older man in my life. Someone who can maybe guide me a little about things that I don't know. Someone I can trust. Someone who can teach me things. Someone like you, I guess. Well, you're experienced and gentle, but stern and protective, too. I remember how you chased that weirdo away who followed me home. That made me feel so, so safe and cared for, and it turned me on a lot. No one had ever done anything like that for me before. Stood up for me or asked if I was okay afterwards. Yeah, I guess like a father figure, but I feel like such a loser, though. I should be able to survive alone, you know? Well, but you survive alone. You do so great. You live out here and you work and you find time to help other people. And you're always smiling and so, so kind to me. I can't imagine someone like you being lonely. You get lonely? Really? I mean, it's just hard to believe. I thought you weren't dating because you weren't interested. I bet a lot of women are interested in you, in any case. It's different with me. I'm just a lot of drama and trouble, and I'm so needy. It's true, though. I need attention and affection, and I really need to get fucked. Wow. I'm so sorry. That just, like, came out of me. I didn't mean to be so... So... Oh. Wow. That was quite... yeah. Oh, more, please, sir. Yes. Yeah, I called you, sir. Jeez, this is so embarrassing. God, this is so nice. But you can do more than kiss me. If you want. I mean, you can touch my... Oh, God. Yes. You can take my top off. I don't get cold that easy. And there's no one out today. We can do anything we want on your porch and no one will ever know. My tits are pretty small. Do you like them? Really? You think they're cute? But what about... Oh, God. Oh, yes, put your hands on them. Put them all over me. I want you so bad. Sir. Oh, yes. Oh, kiss my neck. Oh, my collarbone. Fuck. Yes, kiss my tits. Oh, suck on them, please. Suck. Oh, fuck. Oh, no, I don't mind that you pulled me into your lap. I was just surprised. I guess I'm so small that you can pretty much do whatever you want to me, right? I can feel how hard you are now, Daddy. Sir. No, I wasn't going to call you anything but sir. It's so hard to think when you're touching my tits like that. Where is your other hand going? My thighs? Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, it feels good, you jerk. It would feel good if you moved it, you know, higher. Don't make me say it. It's so embarrassing. Fuck, please. Please touch my pussy, Daddy. I mean, sir, please. No, I wasn't. No. Please. Oh, my God, that feels so good, sir. Yes. You're the first I've ever let anyone touch me there before. I touch myself, though, like, all the time. Thinking of you, sir. I know it's weird. But ever since I moved next to you, I haven't been able to stop thinking about you. I just knew you would be... Oh, fuck. You can't just slide your fingers inside a girl while she's talking. Fuck. Oh, fuck, fuck. That's so good. I'm so close. Please don't stop playing with my clit, sir. What? I don't want to call you anything else. Sir is fine. No. I mean... Please don't slow down. Please let me come. But that's so mean. I can't tell you. It's. I'm ashamed. Okay. I want to call you. Oh, fuck. I want you to be my. Daddy! Oh, God! Oh, fuck! Fuck, fuck! Oh, my God! Oh, God! Oh, my God! Oh, that was... I can't think, Daddy. Thank you. Thank you. I've never come that hard before. Is it really okay if I call you Daddy? Thank you, Daddy. I want to be a good girl for you. I want to make you happy. You've been so good to me, and I just want to make you happy and satisfied. Oh. I changed? I hadn't noticed. Yeah, it's out of my control. When I get really emotional, angry, or loving, or just, like, really turned on, my skin turns this ugly shade of gray and gets all rough, and my eyes, they turn this freakish purple, and then my tongue gets kind of long, and it's... Symbols appear all over my body. I don't even know what they mean. I know that I look like a monster. Every guy who's ever seen me like this has said that I freaked them out. I mean, I wouldn't blame you if you wanted to stop. It's okay. Well... Do you really think I'm sexy like that? Really? Yeah, I guess you're still really hard. Can I do something for you? Yeah, I want to make you feel good. What if I gave you, a blowjob? Yay! Let me just hop down off your lap and on my knees. It's so naughty to be doing this on your porch, but it's really quiet here. Let me just unzip you and, yeah, I mean, I've seen a cock before on a screen. This is so different, though. Like, it feels so fucking hot in my hand and hard and smooth and nice. I can't wait to put it in my mouth. Wow. You taste different than I expected. No, so good. So fucking good. I love that you're letting me do this for you, Daddy. Yeah, I've thought a lot about doing this for you. I guess I really have fallen pretty hard for you. Do you like my long tongue wrapping around your shaft and balls, Daddy? Do you like having my mouth taking you in while my tongue squeezes and tastes you all over? I bet no other girl has done anything like that for you. I bet I can take all of you. Oh, it's tough to get you that deep in my throat. But I bet I can do it. I did it. For like a second. Thank you for understanding, Daddy. I want to try again, though, another time. If I practice really hard, I bet I could deep throat you every day. Wait, why did you stop me? You want to fuck me? You mean, like, real sex? Boy, I really sound like a pathetic virgin when I say stuff like that, don't I? Thank you. Yeah. So, if I get up on your lap again and on your hard cock, that will be my first time. No, I mean, yes, I want that so much. But I have no idea what I'm doing, so I probably won't be any good at it. Will you be okay with that? Well, I mean, you could probably find a more experienced woman who could give you exactly what you want. And it's going to take me some time to learn how to please you, Daddy. So I... Okay. Yes, Daddy. Maybe I am overthinking it. I'm just gonna straddle you and... Oh... Fuck, somehow it looks bigger now. No, it's... All right. I'm gonna spread myself and... You can just guide yourself inside of me. Oh God. Fuck. Oh, you're stretching me out so much, Daddy. Only the tip has gone in. I've got to relax. Oh, okay. Almost halfway. Oh, fuck. Almost there. No, I'm okay, Daddy. Nothing has ever been this deep inside me before. I just have to get used to it before I take the rest. Okay. Oh, good. I did it, Daddy. I took all of you. Now, look how the sigils on my skin are just glowing for you. I bet my eyes are really bright too, huh? That means that I'm super turned on, and that I love you. Oh, fuck. I can't believe that I'm finally writing you, Daddy. Yes. Please kiss me. Feel me all over. I'm yours. I only want to make you happy. I want to be your good girl. I want that so much. Oh. Am I doing it right, Daddy? Fuck. Yes. Yes, hold my hips like that and move me. That's so hot how you can lift me up and down on your shaft and just use me, Daddy. If you let me, I'll do everything I can to make you happy. Blowjobs, whenever you want. You can come all over me, and you can come in me anytime, like in any hole. Please let me be your little girl. Please. I love. Fuck. Your cock is driving me crazy, Daddy. So much better than I thought it would be. Oh, Daddy, please, fuck. You're stretching me out so much. Will you come in me, please, Daddy? Please. Oh, I need your hot cum inside me, please. Oh, I'm begging for you to fill me, Daddy. Please. Fuck, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Oh, God. Oh, God. Daddy, you're still kind of hard. Oh, I wish I could keep you inside of me like this forever. Oh, there. I guess I can settle in your lap a little more comfortably, though, now. I feel so safe with your arms around me. I could really get used to this. But, I mean, I'm not crazy. I know that we just, like, had sex one time, and I know that doesn't mean anything more. I'm just saying that I really enjoyed all of this, Really? You really want to be with me? Like, going steady? Oh, okay. Maybe that's a really lame way to put it, but I mean, just you and me together as a couple? Yeah, I'd love that. And Maybe one day we could be more than that. If you wanted. Oh. Hush, Daddy. Just let me sit here a little longer. You've made this half-demon girl feel so totally safe and satisfied for the first time in her life. You deserve a little rest, too. Here, let me just pull this blanket over us. There. Now we at least look decent in case anyone walks by. Happy Halloween to you too, Daddy.